distracted from one stand to the next. We've managed to pinball our way through what is a massive, massive hall to find the Open University sat here, educating, instructing, and ultimately it looks selling some courses to the unsuspecting travelling lover of technology. Don't look now, there's a naked man, seriously, walking down the aisle here, showing off his abs. You, sir, have a shirt on, which I'm very pleased to see, and your name is Mr. David Phillips.
That's correct, yep.
What's your job title?
Project Officer within the Maths and Computing and Technology faculty.
Now, there's a couple of things you've got on display here at the Open University stand. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing here?
Yeah, the idea is to get to the public to understand that we're actually doing courses that aren't just pure degrees, but they've got interest, things they can use in life. And like the Open one here, we've got the computer in parts, is actually advertising our new Linux course.
Now, what this is a screen on a panel with a kind of an exploded computer. You've got all the components there for you to see. I would say there's some people passing by who might actually want to buy this to have at home in their bedroom, the real geeks.
Well, that's right. A number of people have actually gone past and went, oh, what's that you've got there? This is actually attracting a lot of interest. But it's actually advertising the fact we're using Ubuntu, which is the new Linux.
Yeah.
And it can be run on any machine because we're using Sun's VirtualBox.
A lot of love for open source then. I've been asking on all the devices that have been showing, I'm going to swear now, bear with me, Windows, yeah. That I always say, does it run Linux? And they'll say, yes.
Well, that's right. We're aiming to actually show people you can run Linux on Windows, on Macs, so that they can actually use it whatever platform you're on.
So is a large percentage of courses run by the Open University tech-based?
No, because we've got a very big base of business school...
Languages,
social media, social nursing,
yeah.
And then the technology, sciences, engineering. So a very big wide
very
variety.
Very spread out.
Yeah.
But you, I guess, primarily here today to track people that might be a little bit more interested in technology. They don't just want to come here and buy gadgets. They might want a career in this field, I guess.
Well, career, but also sometimes in how to use gadgets.
Right.
One of the things we've got here is like the photography course. We do a short course on photography, and in fact, the picture up on behind me was actually taken at the last presentation of the course.
Yeah. Which we can't see, obviously, but if I explain it is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 piece photograph of a bottle with some weird scientific thing going on inside. What's going on?
Basically, it's a flame. It's basically the showing a flame
cesium.
Going through in water. Yeah, in water.
Is it somebody dropping cesium into a bottle?
It's basically that. It was actually called Don't Try This at Home.
I know, I blew a toilet up once. It's terrible. Nearly got me expelled. But
our student did that, and he actually got HU by the highest grade within the course.
Wow.
In 10 images, and this was one of his images.
Well, I'm glad you're teaching people how to take photographs. I was a professional photographer until suddenly everybody got cameras and said, I'm a photographer as well now. And everybody became photographers, and I thought, yeah. They're not taking enough photographs to get good yet, but they don't have to if they go on a course, I suppose.
Yes, we do. We teach them that the only way you're going to get good is look at photographs.
Take lots
of photographs.
Brilliant.
And get off of auto.
Yeah, go manual. That's the biggest thing.
Just use aperture mode or speed.
Are you a keen photographer yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the camera we've got set up over the other side of the stand here?
That's my camera. It's a Nikon D200.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's it doing?
We're taking pictures of people and then showing them on the Darwin site, evolution. So we can actually take a picture of somebody and show them what they would look like 3.7 million years ago.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable looking at this because the guy on the screen doesn't look too different to me now. And that's 3.7 million years ago.
It could be, or it might have only been 500,000. We've got some different settings to show how the Darwin effect. From if you look at 3.7 million years ago, most people actually look very, very similar. But when you get to 500,000, people's traits come through, people's individuality starts to show through even then.
Wow, so we were definitely a lot hairier, it seems.
It does seem that way, yes, although some of us still are.
I think the world, yeah. My body still thinks I'm living in the Ice Age, I think.
Yes, I agree, yeah.
So, as far as technology goes and integrating, I mean, of course, the Open University is famous for getting into people's homes initially on the TV, and now they're getting into people's homes with iTunes and primarily a massive use of the platform YouTube. What's happening on the iPhone app side of things and other kinds of applications?
We're starting to just look at that. There's a couple of apps. One was used in the astronomy course. And Darwin, in fact, is old.
So you're providing applications for use within your courses?
We're hoping to. You know, it's something we're just starting to look at. It's such a new platform that we've got to get it right to actually make it not just a gimmick, but actually a useful tool.
A proper learning tool.
Yeah.
Have you yourself, being a technologist, got your hands on anything like the iPad? Are you excited about the iPad? Are you a person that says, well, it's not open source? I'm not.
No. I really want to have a play with one. I did try and get through Apple to try and get one for the show, but it's like trying to get hold of gold dust.
I know.
Actually easier to get hold of gold dust.
Well, we've just been speaking to Jason Bradbury, and he says he's been phoning home every 5 minutes because his is meant to be delivered almost immediately from America, and they are a nightmare to deal with. But as far as a company goes, with you knowing a little bit about Linux and how wonderful open source is, they're pretty hardcore into not sharing technology.
They are, but the point about the iPad is it makes a very good platform, being wireless, and the 3G, for students to be able to take their calls on holiday with them,
away with them,
travelling on the train.
Think of the apps, the size, the fact you can. Yeah, hang on, we're not here to sell devices that aren't even available yet properly in the UK.
No, but
the OU will be on devices like that.
I think so. You know, especially the photography course. We're looking at the fact you can look at your photographs, you can comment on people's photographs.
Other people's, yeah, totally. I must say that the thing that taught me most about photography, because I literally walked into a newspaper and said, I'm a photographer, was getting involved in a social platform at the time, which was called PhotoSIG, standing for PhotoSpecialInteresGroup.com.
Yeah.
And people saying, good, but if you do this, it'll be better, really, really helped me progress in photography.
Well, that's right.
We see that now with Flickr.
Yes, in fact, with our course, we've got a thing called Open Studio, which is basically a very cut version of Flickr.
So, Pete, the students can upload their photographs and tutors can comment straight away?
Yes. Nice. Not only tutors, because it's what we call a moderated course.
Yeah.
We actually encourage and teach students to critique each other, because you have so many different backgrounds, so many different expertises. They can help each other in understanding what they're doing, how to improve stuff. So although the moderators are there, they also self-critique. And it's interesting, we created Open Studio so that students had an enclosed environment, but we mentioned Flickr, and if you look on Flickr and go T189, you will find hundreds of groups now, and every presentation has their own Flickr group.
Nice.
And they run competitions between themselves.
It's great, because their family as well can keep up with the coursework that they're doing and see the photographs that they're making. You're involved in a lot of new development by the sounds of things, and obviously everything that's going on here right now. Have you had time to do courses yourself with the Open University?
I actually did my degree with the OU. I started in 1988 and finished in 1996.
So you could take as long as you want about it, do it nice and...
You can do it at your own rate, you can actually do it faster or quick, you know, slow, depending on what you want to do. And you can focus it, you can actually do a science degree or just a straight honours, a straight BA. Yeah, it depends what you want to do. You can actually tailor-make your own degree to fit in with your interests. So if you're doing it to improve your work or improve your employability, you can concentrate on getting certificates in technology and degrees in science and stuff like that, or you can just do it as a retired person and just do the courses that interest you and keep your mind active.
Excellent. Well, I personally am going to be very much looking forward to any of the app-based stuff that's coming out. I'd love to dip in and take a look at how the Open University is using some of the technology that's going to be available, in particular, and we're going to say that word again, on the iPad. But I do think it will be an amazing learning device.
I think so too, and something that we're looking at when we can get our hands on them.
Yeah, come on, Apple, sort it out. We're talking education here. This is the primary reason for why technology is so valuable, in my mind, to educate, to create better communication channels.
Well, that's right, and also that iPad will give people the ability to communicate, but to share, and to see things instantly when they're working around, working at home, working on holiday, you know, all these type of things. It gives them so much more.
Brilliant. And when we talk about, obviously, Apple products here, we are talking about the potential for what will follow as well, because this is just going to be opening the door to maybe a Linux-based touch-sharing device. Who knows?
Well, like any of the Apple devices that come out, someone will crack it somewhere along the line and start loading up Linux. So it's going to happen.
Well, I know somebody who says they're going to do it in the first week. We'll see what happens. I've just got to get them an iPad, which I've got to get myself one first.
Well, that's right. It's convincing the wife it's a good investment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you very much. I think I'm going to have my face photographed now and devolved at least 1 million years to see if I was, in fact, any hairier. Thank you very much.
That's right. My pleasure.